Welcome back and thanks for tuning in. I'm Nick and this is Super Simple Security Principles, part of the IHP Academy. This is episode 12, The Master Key. As always, joining me today, our Master Guardian, Makani. Makani actually explained today's show with me almost 2 years ago. And believe it or not, it changed the way I view email and especially my email account. So let's hear from Makani.
Thanks, Nick. As you know, email is one of my passion topics. I'm super pleased that we're finally able to do our first episode about it, with many more I expect to come. Now, a little background on email. It's been around for over 50 years, but it was built well before there was any thought given to security or hackers. So it ended up with a lot of security problems. Now, despite that, it has become one of the main pieces of technology that our digital lives have been built around. In the beginning, email was built simply to send a message from one person to another, but it has become so much more than that. Today, we are going to talk about email as the master key to your online identity. We want to keep it short, so we're going to focus on just three ways email serves this purpose. Now, I have to say, this is always a fun topic to discuss because normally by the end, people have a sort of duh moment. They think about the points I explain and they realize, I already knew everything you just told me. But here's the thing. Email is so commonplace that we rarely stop to think about its significance. Email truly is a master key, and it's worth the effort to understand the ways it does this and to make the effort to do all we can to safeguard it.
Makani, all right, dude. You know how I feel about email. I think the whole program called email sucks. Yet you sold me on the fact that our email serves us in more ways than I realized. So, Makani, if you will, share with our listeners why our email is so much more than just a communication tool.
Well, I agree with you. It does. It's like passwords. It's one of the main things we deal with, but it has a lot of problems. The first way that it's more than a communication tool, it's more like a master key, is kind of the most obvious one, that forgot password button that we see everywhere. And everyone knows exactly how this works. You click on it, they send you an email with a link to reset your password, which when you stop to think about it, that means if someone controls your email account, they can unlock all your other accounts. And there's one thing that makes it even worse. If you think about the online accounts you have, how many of them know your email address? Probably every single one of them, which means that your email is not only the key to unlocking all your accounts, but it's also an extremely effective method of discovering what accounts you have to unlock.
This was my aha moment. Take a moment to consider your email address being used as a login method. That's a big deal, especially if you start to think about how many places you log in. So, Makani, what's the second way email serves as a master key?
So the way I think about it is how much someone could learn about you from the contents of your email. How many emails do you have saved in your account? Thousands? How many years have you been saving them? If someone accessed your email, how much could they learn about you? These are the questions I like people to ask themselves and think about. Because most people these days are like digital pack rats with their email. The norm is to just save your email for future reference, not delete it. I think of the scenes in movies where the cops are going through someone's tiny little stack of recent mail to learn more about them. Compare that to the massive amounts of data stashed in your email accounts over many years. There is a lot of information there about who you are.
Look, for me personally and how I manage my email account, if it seems important, I keep it. Sometimes I'll keep them for years. That said, it's kind of scary. Ask yourself, how many bank statements do you have adding up in your inbox? What's the last way email is our master key?
The last one actually comes back from its original purpose, which is communication. Now, these days, we have a ton of different ways to communicate, but email is still the most universal. It's what businesses, the government, organizations of all varieties rely on. It's also where we get security alerts, including unexpected logins or other activity. Important notices of data breaches, which we've talked about in previous episodes, and they are happening regularly, you're going to get those in email. Active scams or problems related to your service or product are also sent by email. Documents and contracts assigned, email. The point is this. Our whole system relies on access to email as proof of identity. From a digital perspective, you are your email account.
That's a powerful statement. You are your email account. We sold our home, and I know others who have done the same thing, and every means of communication came via email, showings, offers, closings, all documents, everything was communicated via email. Crazy to think that these huge, massive transactions are taking place via email.
It really is, especially given what I know about the security weaknesses in email. So now we've covered everything for today. Nick, what would you say is your key takeaway from today's episode?
My key takeaway is your email has become so much more than just a line of communication. It's become a form of identity. We need to protect our email address as if it's a government-issued photo ID. Like it or not, your email is part of your ID.
I really like that way of thinking about it, Nick. Thank you. And here's what I'll add regarding the protecting it part. There's good news and bad news. The bad news is, as I mentioned, email has a lot of flaws that make it very vulnerable to exploitation. The good news is that there are many layers of security available to help mitigate those flaws.
Even better news, we know those layers to help you layer up. So, that said, Makani, it's that time again. What's our call to action today?
Well, we're going to start with one layer, and that's going to be a strong, unique password for your email account. Unique meaning, please don't use it anywhere besides your email. Now, if you have started using a password manager, as we've talked about in previous episodes, this is easy. You just ask your password manager to generate a super strong new password. And this is what I do. All my email passwords are at least 100 characters long. The password manager episodes we've done so far are episodes 7 to 10, in case you want to go back and you're ready to take up that challenge. And remember, we are always available to help you take that step whenever you're ready. There's a link to find us in the show notes. Now, if you're not ready, you don't have a password manager yet, that's fine, no worries. You can still use a strong, unique password for your email account. If you need any help, go back and listen to episode 8 for some ideas. Now, keep in mind, though, it is specifically about picking a master password for a password manager, but the rules for picking a good password for your email account are essentially the same. Now, one last note. I always like to remind people, once you take action on today's episode, consider who else you know that might benefit from doing the same. Share this episode with them and make progress on your security journey together. That's the second part of my call to action.
Excellent. Fantastic. Okay, there you have it. There's our call to action. We're going to continue to cover other security layers. You can bet on it. So keep on tuning in and we'll take care of you. Okay, that's our super simple show today. Remember, just by listening, you are making an improvement to your privacy and security. We'd love to hear from you. So come visit us at ihpacademy.com by clicking on the link in our show notes. Thank you for joining us. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.